It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is April 8th, 2020. Day unknown of quarantine. I hear everyone doing that. Joke's not getting old yet. attempt number two of getting my x-ray is successful, finally. Observations associated with that. There was very few people in the actual emergency room waiting room. In our hospital, I had to go in through the emergency room entrance and then emergency room entrance and then kind of walk straight back to radiology, and they're just kind of right real close to each other. In fact, one time, I think we sat there waiting to get in the ER. So, it's that close. And, I don't think I mentioned it yesterday, but, when I walked in, I guess you would call them security people or whatever, some sort of security people on one side. And then there's a nurse stationed on the other side. I assume a nurse of some sort. And she asked a few questions like, have you had a worse than normal cough in the last 48 hours? Have you had a fever? Have you had, I forgot all the other questions. You know, basically asking all the symptoms. Oh, yeah. Have you had a lack of taste and smell and, you know, all those kind of symptom questions that have been, identified as, or as identified with the coronavirus, whatever, you know what I'm saying. So today she was like, any change from yesterday? Because she recognized me from yesterday, gave me my fancy Wednesday sticker, and yesterday I had a Tuesday sticker. So it's Wednesday today, in case you didn't know. I think that's to say that, yes, I made through clearance, and I didn't really ask, but I'm just assuming. And then went back to get my appointment. Once I got into the room, and I think most people on this list who are probably listening would feel the same way. Once you kind of get into a, especially like a radiology type room, stuff like that, you know they keep them pretty darn clean. And she was also still wearing her mask and PPE stuff. So I had to take my mask off and then, metal stuff and all that kind of fun stuff. Once that was done, she did the x-rays and sent me on my way. Pretty simple, pretty painless. I didn't think it'd be, it'd take very long. It took me longer to do my, I don't remember what they call it. I had to drink this kind of a chalky type tasting stuff, and then I keep drinking it while they're taking multiple x-rays, and so they can get the diameter of my throat and that kind of stuff. So it doesn't take quite that long as that, and definitely not as nasty. So got that all done. Hopefully they get over to the chiropractor here today, and then he can start to figure out next steps for me. Thankfully this was early in the morning. It's now 9:17. And I think my appointment was at like 4:30, something like that. So they have plenty. I think it's 4. So they should have plenty of time to get the x-rays to him and have him start to look at what is going on, hopefully. Because the sooner my arm starts feeling better, the better off I am going to feel, because it doesn't, like, disrupt what I can, what I do, but it definitely is a, well, pain in the arm. So enough of my medical stuff. I don't know if there's anything else to talk about, actually. I found out yesterday that one of the YouTubers I follow, apparently he's now having a 100K amateur radio giveaway, including a really nice HF radio. So we are, so he's got that going on, and I'm hoping here I can win something, because that'd be awesome to not have to buy a radio. But who knows? Usually if I win, it's like a t-shirt or something like that, which, it's still nice, but... Man, I can't even think of anything else. It hasn't been much of a day yet, so to really think about anything else. I will link to that YouTuber if you're even interested, although I really shouldn't, because I don't want to share. Or I don't want other people to try and win. That reduces my chance. I guess that's how I think. I don't want to, you know, there's some of those promotions that will say, hey, you get 10 more chances to win if you share with your friends. But no, I don't want to share with my friends. I want to win. I don't want them to win. So I'm doing that with a, there's another... amateur radio companies have been doing a bunch of giveaways. I think they had a leap year giveaway for a repeater, which, you know, can be kind of nice in itself. I tried for it. I didn't care if I won or not, but I figure, you know, if I win, then I win. If I don't, I don't. They're also doing a giveaway now for some a set of radios. One is a what they call a mobile, or a, you know, like a bigger 50 watt type radio, and then the other is a handheld. I hear a lot of good things about those radios, so I like, well, you know, I'll try. I always like to try and get free stuff, so whether I win or not, I don't know. There's like 10 days left of the thing, so I have a reminder, as a obsession is what I got here right now. I have a reminder every day to log in and do the competition, because it's one of those you can apply every day for it. And then another company, Gigaparts, is giving away a really nice radio. It's about a $2,500 radio, $3,000 radio, something like that. So I go in there every day and run my name through, and they have a bonus question for, you know, you got to answer some bonus questions. And I'll try my best to answer them. Sometimes I mess up, sometimes I'm lazy and I say screw it, just guess, and other times I Google it. It doesn't really matter. Some of the questions that they have are actually in the amateur extra question pool, so it's nice to have a little extra refresher there as you're kind of going through all of the I'm waiting to be able to take my test yet. I've been ready. I wish I could have taken it that Tuesday it was actually scheduled for, because I probably would have not aced it, not 100%, but I would have passed pretty easily. And then they cancel it. Back in my head, I was thinking I really should just lost my train of thought, because I was looking at a house that had a fire here about a month back, and people there. I was distracted. So I had the thought, because I think the week before there was a test about an hour and a half away. It wouldn't have been too big of a deal for me, at least, to drive there. My wife might have been pissed, but I've had the thought of just going doing that test just to get it done. And I decided, you know what? It's Tuesday. Yeah, the curve is kind of going up, but I bet we'll be fine yet. And yeah, you can see how things change day to day, and especially at that point in time. And yeah, it got canceled. And it sounded like there might be a few across the country still going on. I heard about one place that's doing a drive-in test. So you just drive in, they give you the test papers. I'm not sure how they watch you, but you just take your test in your vehicle. And then, I haven't heard anything of that in my local area, so unfortunately that's not an option either. But, we'll just keep waiting for online testing to kind of happen. I think I mentioned there's an Alaska group that have been doing online testing for a while. But if you think about Alaska, you know, if you're 300-400 miles from the nearest test site, you want to pass your exam, you find a local person of authority, could be a police officer, like a city clerk or something like that, or even another amateur radio person who's willing to become an approved tester. You can take your test, but there, that scenario, you have someone else in the room with you as a proctor to the people who are watching you on live stream. Now the going thing that people are working on is actual online testing. And boy, are people complaining that this is not safe, that people can cheat, blah, blah, blah. And I sit here and think, there are people who are doing this that literally means life or death if they don't pass it correctly, and they are able to take tests online. This is a stupid little amateur radio test. Yeah, there's an integrity to it, but it's not life and death, and we still can't do this online, really? But a lot of people are very supportive. And, you know, everyone's saying, yep, this can be done without any, major amount of cheating. Yeah, someone's going to cheat the system. They'll probably lose their license along the way if they do, or are discovered to. But I'm not too worried about that. So, that's kind of an interesting area, too, watching how this is getting developed and the people complaining, and then on the other side, people like, you know, no, it's time for this. You know, this isn't necessarily a good replacement, all the in-person tests, but it is definitely an option for people who can't. You know, in normal times, people who are disabled or just physically can't leave their place, their location, now they have an option. So I am going to wrap it up as I am now home, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.